You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Wednesday, May 12th in the year 2021. And today we are having the first guest since I've been the host of the show from 97.1 The Fan. It is Timmy Hall. He is also the host of the Buckeye Show. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today, Timmy Hall from 97.1 The Fan is with us, the host of the Buckeye Show. He is also the co-host of the Mad About Hoops podcast, put on and brought to you by 97.1 The Fan out of Columbus, Ohio. Timmy Hall and I have a fun time talking about the transfer portal, player movement being so high, and how it is a big part of Chris Holtmann's job going forward. You can follow Timmy Hall on Twitter at TimHall971. Once again, that is at TimHall971. And I am going to back away. Bring in the conversation that Tim Hall, Timmy Hall, or as he says, he's been called Timothy as well, have about college basketball and the current status of the transfer portal. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it is Timmy Hall from 97.1 The Fan. Timmy, how you doing today?
Jay, it's good to meet you here on your podcast, and I'm happy to help, man. Happy to be on Locked On Buckeyes. The Buckeye Show meets Locked On Buckeyes, so this is perfect.
It is. It's a great way to meet up, and it's a great way to just talk something you also enjoy talking about, which is college basketball. We're just sprinkling some college basketball talk with the football as well.
How'd you know?
Something about Mad About Hoops, man. I don't know where I saw it from.
Is it the basket? Right there?
The basket, the shirt, all that stuff.
Yeah, the pictures on the wall, everything. Yeah, I wore the OSU Jam shirt today, Sully and Kraft. Man, if you think about the heyday. And Jay, man, it kind of feels like the Buckeye basketball program is just starting to get back to where it was. You can't say it yet. You can't say it yet. It's looking like they're taking that step. You've got to cash it in now. Like, that's the one and only thing that the Holtmann has left to do, right, is to walk through that door, cash in. He's wiping his feet off on the doormat on the front porch, right? He's just got to walk through it right now. But it's dangerously close with the high rankings and how, mm-hmm. National experts are thinking, really good thoughts about Buckeye basketball. It's starting to feel like where it was when this was a program that you thought, was threatening to make a Sweet 16 every single year under Thad Matta. So it's exciting. It stunk about Oral Roberts, but I'm kind of over it now and just hoping and wishful that Dwayne and EJ come back and get ready for one more ride with this team.
I sure hope so, man. With them potentially being gone, you're going to have Holtmann, who's already being tasked and asked to do his job, which is simply fill the roster. Luckily, the NCAA did change their rules, allowing one-time transfers. So you're getting guys like Jamari Wheeler. And then Joey Brunk can transfer again and play right away, grad transfer from Indiana. So he's taking advantage of that rule as well. Yep. But the transfer portal, basketball-centered right now, it's at an all-time high, college football as well. I never thought we would see this many transfers in my lifetime at one time in college. But the NCAA has changed rules, and Chris Holtmann is really – he has a tough task managing a roster in a sport where players are really moving way more than some people think. And if it wasn't for Joey Brunk being eligible and a Jabari Wheeler wanting to come to Ohio State, I wonder how he would think about and how soon he would have filled the roster, assuming – right now we're going to assume that Liddell and Washington come back. We'll come back to that in a second. But assuming they come back
– I know what you're saying.
You fill those roles quickly. But if he did it, Timmy
– how do you do it?
How do you do it in a day like today when players can move whenever they want to?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, if they put a lot of work into Efton Reed, right? They put a lot of time and hours and – I don't know if I'll say tears. Maybe there are some tears now. Blood, sweat, and tears on the recruiting trail, just like the players are leaving it all out on the court or on the gridiron, right? That's, we know the world of recruiting, and you know that it's that kitschy term, that phrase that we kind of giggle about. It's the lifeblood of any good college football program or college basketball program. If you can't recruit, you're nothing. But Chris Holtmann, you know, Malachi Branham, I'm sure you saw, he's going to be the highest recruit that Chris Holtmann has gotten already. And it's kind of surprising because the program has been rather successful to have, you know, number 31 in the nation be the best that you've gotten so far. But you bring up a good point. As maligned as the transfer market is, or the whole idea and concept of the transfer portal and guys being able to move around at this rate, I would say, and you would agree, if we polled all college basketball coaches, most would be looking at that negatively. You would have the old school guys saying, oh, what happened to commitment, right? And it's always been a little hypocritical, right? The commitment argument, because it's a one-way thing. Unless you're just really, really good and you know that you're going to want to keep a guy on scholarship as long as he wants to be there and fulfill his 4 years. Scholarships have never been that way. So, yeah, it can get a little annoying. And I think as sports fans, you want to get to know your team, and it's fun when you can see players have more than a 1, 2, or 3 year run with a program. You know, it was nice to get Caleb Wesson for 3 years. I thought it would have been in his best interest to stay and give it a fourth year. And we're not seeing him pop up in the NBA this year. And I really don't think we ever will. I don't think he's built for it, but I don't know what they would have done. It helps a lot of teams fill needs quickly, and it's just a catch 22, right? The thing that can help you is also the thing that makes you lose sleep at night. So you've just got to have a certain type of positive mindset if you're a head coach in college basketball, that this is your job now. This is, you're making big bucks, right? You're making big bucks to be stressed out all the time. And roster management, as I've talked to Chris Holtmann about it, like, it is the number one toughest thing about being a coach, is not knowing, you know, who's going to leave, who's going to test the waters, how you got to hold a place for a long period of time where you can't really go out and recruit, you know, extra before you know what Dwayne and EJ Liddell are going to do. So it's a headache, but yeah, like the market helped here. The portal helped. You get Joey Brunk, you get Jamari Wheeler. And I don't know about you, Jay, but I think those two guys in particular, if you are going to believe that you get EJ and Dwayne back, I think it's exactly what they wanted. And I think it was calculated why they didn't maybe go looking for superstar type players, which there's a number of them out there, right? They're everywhere. You can go and find an 18, 20 a game guy. There's over 1,000 players. You can go get a Mac guy. There's some guys here in the Big Ten footprint that people were talking about, but you got defensive minded guys and a dude who's 6'11" and 255 pounds, which is just height and weight and size, just something they badly needed on the defensive end, right?
There's a good chance you're a person like me that loves, and I literally mean loves, a good protein bar. You know, in the day which we live in currently, many people turn and look at the nutritional facts, the ingredients that are inside whatever they're about to eat. Built Bar, ideal for you, and guys, it tastes like a candy bar as well. So I have thoroughly ended my search, and I encourage you to consider ending yours as well, because Built Bars are great for the health-conscious guy. They'll help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're also great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off at BuiltBar.com. They did need it really, really bad. And as much as I love Zed Key, and I think he'll be a project, and I think there's a chance of him really kind of emerging this upcoming year, then I think we'll see the best of him beginning like his junior year. We'll see the best early on of Zed Key and his progression. You did need a guy that was tall. And I'm from Indiana, so I watched Joey Brunk in high school. My dad and I were critical of high school athletes and high school basketball. Indianapolis. Town? Indianapolis.
Indy? All right. My parents are both Northwest Indiana folks. They both met at Purdue. So here I am, all about the Buckeyes, and my mom and dad are Boilermakers. So we have good fun with that. But yeah, that's cool. I come from an Indiana family too. My grandparents, I grew up going to the state, and yeah, maybe that's something to, has something to do with why we love basketball so much, right?
Dude, it must be. Yeah. I think I was higher. I'm higher on the Jamari Wheeler coming in. Well, I'm high on both of them for separate reasons. But Jamari Wheeler feels a need automatically because you needed somebody in the backcourt to play to lift up the level of defensive play on the perimeter. And there were numerous times during games I'm like, how about we stretch out the defense instead of catching them at the three-point line? Catch them midway and into the three-point line and half court. But then I had to realize –
right.
Maybe the guys it's all on the team.
CJ Walker, right? It was all on CJ to be that guy. And CJ's gone now, so you clearly need another one. And you want to pick up these other guys to learn how to do that too. So, yeah, I get what you're saying. You're not talking about full court pressure all the time and completely switching what you want to do. It would be nice to be able to throw flashes of that. I mean, there are spots in a basketball game where you think, you know, you've got your defense set. You've went on a scoring binge. And you might have a chance to, you know, take a 9-0 run and make it into like a 17-2 run, stretch a lead, go and do that. But I get what you're saying. Yeah, you just needed a tough defensive-minded guard that is comfortable defending a point guard in space. And he's not just going to get beat off the dribble, you know, right off the bat. So, and Jamari is fast, too.
Yes.
You've seen him with the ball. And if he can chip in with 6 to 8 points per game, too, like, think of how good that's going to be.
Well, part of my thing about why that didn't happen was those guys probably couldn't do it. So I'm saying, how about you go out here and try and do it? But then Holtman's like, well, I don't know if my guys can defend that far out in space, almost like a cornerback on an island. They have to basically do everything themselves. You get a guy out there in space with no defenders, one-on-one. Sometimes your guy is in no man's land, and they're just not confident, Timmy, to guard out that way. But Jamari, he's confident and strong enough to do that on a consistent basis.
He is. And, you know, we talk a lot about culture with this Ohio State team too. And, you know, Chris Holtman and his assistants swear by it, that this really was a close group and they liked each other. And let's be honest. I mean, in a sport that can breed some superstars, and it's okay to have a couple of those. I mean, obviously you want to have some dogs that can score, and you might get that. If Dwayne and EJ come back, you could be looking at twin 18 a game guys, 18 to 20 a game guys. And you don't see that too often, but to have a defensive stalwart like Jamari Wheeler, when that's really the crux of the issue for this program, that can breed in practice when somebody is just, you know, stealing your lunch money all day long. I mean, even in behind closed doors, like that's as competitive as competition gets, right? When you're trying to earn your time in front of your coaches, in front of the people that really matter to you. So as Jamari goes, I think the other guards are going to step it up. Like, I believe in some of the young talent that they have here. I'm going to be watching Malachi Branham closely to see, you know, what his defensive intensity is like. I've thought that EJ could do better with the body that he's been blessed with. I mean, I know, you know, playing out of position a little bit can hurt because he's 6'7", but as far as him going up against guys that are even smaller than him with his athleticism, I expect more. I expect more, you know, defensive toughness out of EJ Liddell. And I think Michi, when we talk about guards, right, to go along with guys that can stretch, I think Michi is going to be, you know, much improved there. Eugene Brown is another guy that we're not forgetting about. We know the guys that we lost in the transfer market. But the other thing, too, when we talk about Michi and same for Zed, they get to get some extra experience this offseason, which just getting to roll through tryouts for a Team USA U19 team. That's big. You got to take advantage of that. And that could really help.
You do. And I'm curious on your thoughts on how that could help their projection or just them getting better at basketball players. I've seen Zed Key. He seems like the kid. He's going to be in the gym working out. Someone's going to be recording it video wise. And then he will be putting it on Twitter, which is great. I mean, I like seeing the workouts.
Yeah.
But I'm curious how you view them becoming better basketball players by just this experience, the tryout, and then potentially playing for Team USA.
How could it not, right? I mean, I suppose it's like any level of sports, too, where I'm not expecting either. I haven't seen a full list of who's made this tryout yet. I also thought it was interesting how Chris Holtman said this wasn't anything that our program sent in film or gave a suggestion to Team USA, they found us. And you know, we play in the Big Ten, so we're on the national TV network. We got some exposure, so, but that's cool that Zed and Michi were guys that were thought of for this. So I would imagine, I don't know where that is, Jay, maybe Colorado Springs, wherever Team USA is held up these days. But did you look at the roster, or did you by any chance take a peek at some of the names that were on that last team, like the last time they did the U19? I mean,
I have not.
It's like Jalen Suggs and those kinds of guys, right? It's just superstars. So it's a pretty intense list. Like the future of basketball and future NBA stars are going to be on this. So I'm not sure if they make it, but just getting to compete with those guys and be around Jamie Dixon, and I haven't seen who his assistant coaches are going to be. Thought that was interesting that Chris Holtmann was asked to be an assistant, but sometimes the schedule, he's done that before too. Sometimes the schedule doesn't roll around. It would be neat to see him maybe become the head coach of this one off season down the road. But yeah, Jay, I don't see what the drawback is, other than you might go through 3 or 4 days of mental strain and disappointment if you don't make the team. But then, hey, I'm still a Division I scholarship basketball player for Ohio State. It's not like you get cut from your travel baseball team, right? And then you're going back to league ball. Like these guys will still be okay if they don't make the team.
Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC/MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device to sign up today. And when you sign up, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. I think so. Let's do a little hypothetical. And I mentioned this to you. Well, this could be reality. We just don't know. But I mentioned this to you off air earlier. Let's just say this is May. It's going to come out May 12th on a Wednesday. So let's just say that throughout the pre-draft process, Liddell and Washington Jr., neither one of them comes back. They hear some talk. They hear some things saying it's best for you to stay. I'm taking my personal opinion and thoughts away from this conversation for right now. But let's just say they don't come back.
Sure.
Chris Holtmann is tasked and asked, well, not asked, he's mandated, it's his job, to fill the roster. He also has to potentially fill an assistant coach role with Terry Johnson being gone as well. So you got an assistant coach, you may fill that role with another body. You got your two leading scorers, two leaders that are gone. The transfer portal, there's still guys out there, but all the top guys, they're not there anymore. So that's another wrinkle in this transfer portal market that coaches are mandated. It's their job to fulfill, normally not this late into the month of May.
Yeah, so Bryce Thompson, I guess, is the tops, right, Jay? Mm-hmm. From University of Kansas, go Jayhawks. He's the top guy out there. I mean, that'd be cool, right? And you don't know how long that's going to stay that way. And I haven't really followed, you know, where he's trending at this hour, but that's it. Like you made the hypothetical. So we take the opinion out of it. They're gone. That's probably the best way, right? It's the same thing. We kind of let off this discussion where it's a major headache when your players go into it and your team gets decimated. Mainly you see it happen when a head coach leaves, right? Like what happened to Penn State, the whole entire team goes into the transfer portal. You could just go after the leftover Penn State guys. I don't know how many of those guys right now don't have homes, but you've got some time here. You got to wait, which makes it very, very tough to go and get a high school senior, right? Because of the time, and specifically in 2021, it won't always be this bad, but because the NBA dates have been pushed back, that's what makes the situation even more of a headache and more unique. But you still, like, you've got to you've got to be pro player. And all of these head coaches, they have to watch what they say and what their true beliefs are, like behind closed doors. But they're advocating for players. They want players to come to their program. They want young men to know that they'll have their backs when it's time for them to go and see if they can be an NBA guy and get drafted. So it's tricky. But yeah, Jay, I mean, I would assume you, if it happens, you already have done some of your homework. Like, you're working ahead, right? Mm-hmm. You also can't stop one of those players that might be on your list from mm-hmm. committing to a school that already has an opening right now and it suits their needs. You can't say, yeah, but we might have a good role for you. We're just not, we really were 50-50 on this Dwayne Washington decision, you know? So you kind of have to wait till it happens. And then you are like hardcore on the phones and heading out, like, because, you know, recruiting should be open here. It's something that I don't want to have to see Ohio State have to manipulate that.
No, I don't either. And we're going to close this out going to the college football side. There was talk for a while, the possibility of Henry T coming from Tennessee to Ohio State. I can't pronounce his last name.
You don't want to say it? You're just going with Henry T? This is the fun one to say. Toa Toa, right? It's the USC linebacker. I no chance.
That's so easy. I've been butchering it for weeks, and I was like, nah, I'm going to not say his name. I'm just going to go easy, Henry T. But Toa Toa, when it comes out of your mouth, it sounds a whole lot easier to say than when I try to pronounce it. But Buckeye fans, football fans, are hoping they would get him. But I'm on the record saying I don't think right now you need – it's an absolute need where you – like with Chris Holtman, if Odell doesn't come back, you need to fill that spot with somebody, hopefully somebody with experience. I don't think Ohio State football really needed that transfer. It just would have really been very beneficial to how well their linebackers played this year.
I mean, this was the offseason where that would have been nice, right? Yes. I know what you're saying, Jay. The level that you recruit at Ohio State, when you miss out on a guy, when Desan McCullough goes to Indiana because he's got just a mega family situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. how could you really – you could be upset about it for a day, but be careful how upset you get about what 17 and 18-year-old young men are doing with their futures. I mean, that always is the case, right? Even if you're a hardcore recruiting fan and following what your program is doing, right? But this would have been the spot where a Henry Toa Toa, leading tackler for Tennessee and all SEC guy, I think he was fourth team this last year, but an outside linebacker that gives you a little bit of versatility. Dallas Gant was injured this spring, and some of these guys that are going to fill all of the linebacker roles, every single linebacker that was playing, you know, that had a high snap count for Ohio State's defense, they're gone. So I can understand where like some SEC experience would have been good, but you're right. At the end of the day, this seemed like it was Alabama all the way too. Like if you read the tea leaves, sure, Ohio State's name was in there, but it didn't really feel to me, at least, like the Buckeyes were a true threat to go and win this one. I think it's just some extra sting because Jameson Williams just went to Alabama.
Yeah.
And there is some truth to that. Like this is the program, the one and only program that you're trying to go after right now. And you got to see these guys in the last football game you played and you got smacked. Mm-hmm. So it's just still the pride is a little bit hurt. And Nick Saban, you know, you talk about the hypocrite, right? Like it was only like a year or two ago where he's saying like, no, we don't want to do the transfer. And I know the rule hasn't changed yet, right? That's probably something that might change here in the offseason with the SEC blocking in-conference transfers.
So I have read...
You're always going to take advantage of that if they drop that rule.
I have read he's very implemental in getting that changed, which is why he went after Henry Toa Toa so hard, because he's like...
It. He's yeah. always... He's always been against it.
Yeah, but he's trying.
Like, we'll take it now. You're gonna.
He wants it. He knows how talented he is, and if it hasn't, I don't think it's changed yet. But I had heard rumblings before Toa Toa made his decision that the rule in the SEC was possibly going to change this year. I just didn't know Saban was the one trying to push that.
The ACC did it, and there's some coaches in the conference, like you know Lane Kiffin, of course. He's someone that whatever Nick Saban's thoughts were, he would be on the other side of them, which isn't surprising. But I agree with Lane in this case. Not many things, but in that one, why would you want your most talented guys to go to other conferences? Why would you want that? It was the same thing we said about Baker Mayfield, you know, back with the Big 12. You wouldn't want a guy, you know, leaving your conference. You didn't even want Baker Mayfield leaving that school to go to Oklahoma, but whatever. So, yeah, we'll just have to watch and see how that goes. Alabama is still winning. I mean, I was reading about in their spring game how it was all defense, but you know their offense is still going to be stacked. They're going to replenish. They have weapons for days. Then they lost everybody. I mean, they lost all quarterback, running back, top two wide receivers. They lost them all, some good offensive linemen, but they'll be back. They live at the top.
It's what they do, Timmy. If you could, very quickly, let everyone know where they can connect with you on Twitter, and then also where they can listen and when they can listen to the Buckeye Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Jay. It's been fun coming on here, man. I really appreciate it. We'll have to get you on the Buckeye Show coming up here soon. We're sort of colleagues, too, for people that don't know. We're Tegna employees here, and you guys being acquired by the Corp there, so that's kind of neat. Yeah, you see the Twitter handle right there, at TimHall971. People at work just started calling me Timmy, so it's just I've been called so many different things. I'm Timothy from my grandparents. I'm Tim from my parents. Timmy from a lot of my close friends. I don't really care. You can come up with other nicknames, too. There's been plenty of other ones as well, maybe some that aren't so nice, but I guess I've just earned that through the years. And 6 o'clock, most weeknights, we're actually getting into the point of our season where the Blue Jackets will not be on our air anymore because their season is over. They were atrocious. So we'll be getting full two-hour shows, 6 to 8, for 4 good months here, right up to the start of football season. And 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, Ohio. You can go to 971thefan.com. Get us on Twitter at 971 The Fan, podcast at The Buckeye Show on Apple, everywhere you can get your podcasts. So you know it. There's just like a dozen ways to catch us and listen. The app, the Fan app, and the App Store. So any way you want to do it, and we would appreciate it.
So many ways to check out the Buckeye Show. So many ways to check out Locked On Buckeyes as well. You guys can catch me on Twitter at jstevens07. That has not changed and it will not change anytime soon. Locked On Buckeyes, Apple, Google, Spotify, the Odyssey app, which is free. Check us out there. We'll be wrapping up the show Thursday, Friday, talking about more Buckeye draft picks, where they're looking at their new homes in the NFL, and how they fit with their new teams.